From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The poor economy has silenced dozens of July 4th fireworks. In some cases, city governments say they can't justify the expense, considering tight budgets. In other cases, sponsors have withdrawn support because their balance sheets are bleeding red ink. NPR's Jeff Brady checked in with a few cities that have canceled their celebrations, and he begins in Colorado Springs.
I'm standing in Memorial Park near downtown Colorado Springs. Huge open space here. Off in the distance, I can see Pikes Peak. And on the evening of the 4th of July, this is typically a very busy place. Thousands of people, the local symphony is playing, and you hear lots of this. But this year, if you show up hoping for a few fireworks and a big celebration, you're going to be disappointed, because about all you'll hear are... Yep, nothing but crickets, because Colorado Springs City Council says it can't afford the $75,000 price tag for the celebration. Sales tax revenues were down 20% last year. Vice Mayor Larry Small says the city cut 200 employees and shaved $51 million from its budget.
Our public works department is almost gone. The only thing we're doing in-house now is pothole filling and snow removal.
Small says ending the city's 4th of July party was one of the toughest decisions the council has had to make.
It's a very meaningful celebration, and when you have to go so far as to eliminate that, you know you're in desperate times.
At the entrance to Memorial Park, there's a sign saying the event is canceled this year. Most people here seem to understand the decision, but a few question the city's priorities.
I think it's a bad decision, and I think it's going to come back and kind of bite them in the butt.
April Kubik notes that personal fireworks are illegal in the city, and without a public display, she predicts more illegal ones this year. The city has said it will enforce its ordinance against fireworks and another against drinking in the park, just in case anyone was planning an impromptu party. Search the internet and you'll find reports of canceled celebrations across the country. Among them is Ipswich, Massachusetts, which bills itself as the birthplace of American independence.
We were among the first that were objecting to the taxes that the British were charging us.
That's Pat McNally. He chairs the Ipswich Board of Selectmen. That's their city council. For more than 30 years, a local conservation group launched fireworks over Ipswich Bay, but it can't afford to do that anymore. There are a few places around the country where fireworks were threatened but then saved at the last minute. La Jolla, California is one of the wealthiest communities in the country. For almost a quarter century, folks there relied on the generosity of a local restaurant owner for their fireworks. But this year, the economy has hurt him, too, and he can't afford to be so generous. That prompted Adam Harris to employ his guerrilla marketing skills to raise $27,000 in fewer than 4 days.
We used Twitter, we used Facebook, we used email campaign, we made phone calls to the media.
Now Harris and his helpers are creating a nonprofit group to raise money for next year's celebration. The future of Colorado Springs' July 4th celebration doesn't look quite as bright. The city is going to have to make even deeper budget cuts next year. Meantime, the local Army base and the Air Force Academy have invited residents to view their fireworks displays. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.